Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea Transfer Show that gives you the five biggest stories in 5 minutes on your commute home, so you have to go nowhere else for your Chelsea transfer news. If you are brand new around here, please make sure you subscribe to the Chelsea Echo to get your news bulletins every day from Monday to Friday. And on Sunday morning, get yourself the Chelsea supplement with a fantastic guest to talk all things Chelsea and the big stories from this week. And give us a five-star review. It really helps the pod. And we are still now in the top 100 in Australia. So fellas and ladies over there, the Sheilas, g'day. But aside from that, I'll stop being stupid. I'm going to get straight into the transfer news. First off, Armando Broya looked like he was potentially going to make the switch to Ipswich. However, the player does not want to make the move, and Chelsea were keen to sell him rather than loan him to get that good old-fashioned PSR profit. He obviously isn't part of Chelsea's plans and is currently training with the under-21s alongside Trevor Chalobah and Romelu Lukaku, one of which we're going to talk about later on in the show. And it seems that he may continue to do so as he doesn't want to make a move to the newcomers in the Premier League. Yesterday, we talked about Angelo and how he may be heading to Turkey on loan. However, it seems now that Chelsea would rather sell him than loan him and recoup some money that they spent on a player who is supposed to be the next hot thing coming out of Brazil. Turns out he's not, and Chelsea have just spent a lot of money on a player they never, ever needed. Moving swiftly on now, Aston Villa have now said that they are keen on signing Trevor Chalobah from Chelsea. Obviously, this was talked about earlier on in the window as they were a team which was touted to take the England international from the club. And this is after, as well, that Crystal Palace have formally said they have not approached Chelsea to sign the player. Obviously, there was a lot of news around Trevor Chalobah. He was obviously massively linked with a move to Crystal Palace, and that never materialised. However, it seems that Aston Villa have now thrown their hats in the ring to sign Trev. Moving swiftly on now, it seems that no wingers are safe at Chelsea's. After Angelo may be going out the door, Noni Madueke may be heading out the door as well. Chelsea will consider offers in excess of £28.5 million for the England under 21 international. Graham Potter was actually the one who was the biggest advocate to sign him from PSV at the time. But not only that, they're also keen to potentially sell Raheem Sterling. Now, obviously, they're very open to it. He's got a massive salary, but the player is keen to play under Enzo Maresca and try and win his place in that Chelsea side on the left-hand side. It seems that nobody is safe playing for Chelsea. It's nuts, the huge salaries you're looking to get off the wage bill in Raheem Sterling and, of course, in Romelu Lukaku. And you've got Noni Madueke, who had such a great preseason, was very, very solid last season as well, and is a player who looked like he could be a fantastic squad player for Chelsea. He's looking to be moved on as well. My word, it's non-stop, this transfer window. When has it ever not been non-stop under this ownership? We'll obviously keep tabs on you for this as it develops. It seems that Noni Madueke may be heading for the exit door, and Newcastle are very keen on signing him. Moving on now, though, we've got a little bit of... It's a bit more fun, this one. I thought we'd find some cool stuff on Twitter, because there is something quite funny I thought I'd show you, and it concerns Victor Osimhen. Now, Napoli and Chelsea are still looking to find that deal and find that common ground so Romelu Lukaku can head to Naples and Victor Osimhen can come to London. And it's proving to be more difficult than it seems. There is talks of more make-weights. So not only would it be Romelu Lukaku heading to Naples, but we'd also be seeing Cesare Cassidy head there as well. Obviously highly touted and highly regarded in Italy. He has terrifying eyes. That is one thing I will say. That's so big and scary. That's why I call him Annabelle. But with all that being said, there's one priest in Nigeria who really wasn't particularly keen on Victor Osimhen heading to Stamford Bridge. So let's have a little listen to him now.
I want to quickly advise as director Osimhen not to go to Chelsea. If you go to Chelsea, you will not shine, and to kill your career. NFF, if Osimhen go to Chelsea, don't call him. And they also calling Osimhen to Nations into Super Eagles, they still need to review it properly. We have what it takes to go to World Cup now and Nations Cup. Please, we'll begin to preview all of this and see how it goes.
Turns out, after a little bit more digging whilst I was listening to that, he is actually apparently an Arsenal fan. So he must be terrified of Victor Osimhen playing for Chelsea, much like Didier Drogba terrified that Arsenal defence for so many years. But guys, that has been 5 in 5. I hope you've enjoyed your daily transfer fix for Chelsea news. A bit quieter today, which usually means that we're going to have a very, very busy Friday. If you have enjoyed the show, please do make sure you give us a 5-star review and come back tomorrow at a similar time to get your fix. Make sure you have the notification bell switched on, because that way you know when your fix is coming for your commute home. I've been Lou Benaventi. This has been the Chelsea Echo, and we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.